Well,
they look kind of like a hog with a long snout. You know?
What you call that? Might call that a razorback too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is real hog. I thought you meant something else like that.
No, I mean this is a
real hog. Yeah.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes? A lot of times you get it up, get in the shower or something like that.
Ground itch.
Okay. What do you call cheap whiskey?
Scuttlebuster.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
What?
Anything that a child likes to play with,
We'll call them toys.
Okay, good. Now, this isn't all the questions. This is most of them. But I'd like for you, if you would, by the way, we're not holding up your supper, are we? We're not holding up your supper.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I wonder if you would just take a couple of minutes and tell me a favorite Bible story or something like that you have, or maybe a tale that you heard of or something like that. Or maybe you could tell me something about what this area was like when you first remember it.
Well, when I first remember back yonder, it was about 15 or 20 people that we knowed in a radius of about 8 miles while I was born back out in the country. And their religion was primitive Baptist. And all of them was farmers.
That was everybody around in this area, yeah. You mean? You knew that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't born right here. I was born about 5 miles back out here.
Mm-hmm.
I was born, though, before there's any railroads here. And they throwed up the old railroad about the bed about 2 miles back out here, and then they abandoned that and put this one through. That's when the railroad first come through.
Well, did they leave the old track still up there?
There wasn't a track. They left the old... they built it from Savannah to Dublin and then abandoned it. I don't know why. I never did hear. My father worked on it.
Hmm. Was he, what, he worked on the railroad for a while and then?
Yeah, when he wasn't farming, see, he'd go down and work. Say if he didn't have a week's work, he'd caught up. He'd go down and work 2 or 3 days or a week or maybe a month through the winter or maybe 2 or 3 months. Of course, all the work back then was a shovel, you know. They didn't have no... If they moved dirt, it was with a shovel and a wheelbarrow. That's the only way they had moving dirt. In this part of the country, I don't know other parts now.
Probably about the same everywhere. I guess you were too young to work on it then.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even born then.
Oh. Well, I guess you remember when they first started having trains come through.
No, I don't. I don't even remember that.
Can you
remember when there wasn't but two little stores here, though, one commissary, and they call them commissaries, and M.E. Carter, the one I tell you about.
Are any of the, he just still doesn't run that store?
Oh,
there,
no. He's been dead a long time.
Oh.
My sister worked for M.E. as a little girl, and she's 83.
Mm. Well, are any of the same buildings still standing down there?
Yeah. His building's still standing there. Dixie Harn's in that now.
Mm-hmm.
And old building across the railroad, which we own now, is one of the oldest, right among the oldest building here called Harvey Building.
The what?
Harvey.
Is that?
Emmett Harvey built it.
Oh, is that, and that's right down?
Uh-huh. Downtown? Now I can remember when there wasn't air brick building here.
Well, they're all made out of... Wood. Were there ever any of them made out of logs, or was that...
No, I don't think.
They built a frame?
It was made out of solid lumber.
Well, that's interesting. That must be interesting to think back and look how the town has grown.
Yeah, just look back and see how things have progressed. See, our road from where we lived out here, just a little trail through the woods, you know, the highest ground you could find, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the narrowest water they'd have to come through, you know, at certain times when it's rainy time, you know.
This place has really grown a lot then, I think we're...
Well, it really have here, you know. This is always low country, and people didn't settle here much, you know, when it's going through. They went up Bullock County, you know. Further it was higher, the land was higher. Back then, you see, the water helped more, the earth helped more water, or either rain more.
They had to farm?
But yeah, it was too low.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you if it's still, if you still have a problem with the... Water
no,
but you
don't. You see, they just put a $580,000 watershed through here. Mm. They're putting it in now, and got some of it. But before then, we would, but they didn't try to farm.